This episode is brought to you in part by the Table Podcast from the Hendricks Center at Dallas Theological Seminary. I'm Daryl Bach, one of the hosts, and I invite you to join us as we discuss issues of God and culture, which includes anything and everything. Listen on your podcast app or at dts.edu/thetable.
We spend a lot of time on podcasts like this predicting the future in various ways. But as we do that, we know life is really unpredictable. And as the scripture says, we do not know the number of our days. And that's why it's a really important thing to have a will, to protect yourself and your family. Christianity Today has partnered with Epic Will to walk you through the entire process of creating a will in as little as 10 minutes. You don't have to have a law degree to be able to walk through this, and that's why it's really helpful. So visit morect.com, that's morct.com, will, that's morect.com/will to get started today.
Welcome back to the Questions in Ethics program with Russell Moore. I'm Daniel Patterson, and we have just a heartbreaking question that came in this week, Dr. Moore. We had a person whose family member committed suicide, and they're thinking, how do I begin to explain this to my young children? What would you have to say to that?
Well, I think that is a very good question, and it is one that comes at a moment of great grief in the life of any family. I think part of that is going to depend upon the ages of the children and the maturity levels of the children. So I would have a different response if these were teenage children from the way that I would respond to young children, say preteen and younger. If you have a teenage child, you're going to have the temptation not to disclose that this was a suicide because you are not going to want to, on the one hand, say something that might put the person who died in a negative light in the way that there's still a stigma in some people's minds toward suicide victims. And so you might want to remove that stigma from the situation by not talking about it and just saying Uncle Mike passed away or died. Or you might have the nagging thought, if I talk about this, it might provide a temptation to a teenager. When we have so many suicides taking place of teenagers and young adults, and you're going to think, I don't want to put that in the mind of the teenager. And those are important questions, but I think the way that you do that with an older child, an older teenager, is to explain it and to put it into context. And so that would mean explaining what was going on in the life of your loved one. Typically, what's happening is there's a prolonged struggle with depression or some other form of mental illness. And I think explaining that and talking about the fact our loved one was really ill, he was suffering. And I think you could have the opportunity at that point to say, you may go through a time in which you're facing depression and you may feel as though you're hopeless, and start talking about what the signs of depression are. And to talk about that in a way that removes the stigma from that, and to say if you ever go through that time in your life, don't keep it to yourself. Come and talk to us, and we'll help you to get help. And if you're out of the house, if you're grown and you face these things, and maybe we're not around, talk to someone and get the help that you need, so that you don't end up in a time of critical crisis with this. And you can do that, I think, in a way that honors the life of the person who has died, and doesn't contribute to the stigma that society will sometimes put upon that situation. And then I think it also will remove. You don't have to worry about, well, I'm putting this idea in the mind of that older teenager, that older child, because unfortunately, we live in a world where suicide is very common, too common, and so your older teenagers and children are already confronted with the issue of suicide. What they need is for you to put that into a Christian context of why life is not hopeless, even when it seems to be, and what are the steps that someone can take in order to get help for this. When it comes to younger children, I think that this is something that would be not as easily understood. And so unless it's a situation where you think that they are going to be confronted with the fact that this is a suicide, maybe a really high-profile sort of a figure where you think people are going to be talking about it in front of them, then I probably would not mention that, and I would instead say something along the lines of Uncle Mike was struggling for a long time with an illness, or Aunt Deborah was very sad and she was sick and died. And I think that is enough to say to children who are at a very young age, as long as you don't communicate that somehow what's happening is something that you're afraid to talk about. And I think you just have to gauge that with that child. And as time goes on, as the child becomes older and the child starts asking questions, then I do think it's a good thing to talk about it, but talk about it in a Christian framework and with a Christian way of speaking. It's going to be difficult at the moment to figure out how to talk about this because you're in the middle of a time of intense grief. And so you're going to make some mistakes in the way that you communicate this. We all do. Receive grace for that in your own life, and just navigate this in a way in which you're trying to equip your child to think about this as a Christian.
Thanks for joining the Questions and Ethics program. If you have a question you'd like Dr. Moore to answer, email it to questions@erlc.com. We'll see you next time when we help you apply the gospel to the pressing issues of the day.